Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. To get this, go to Manscaped.com and use promo code Bubba, that's B-U-B-B-A, for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts, their Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer brief, to keep your boys stored comfortably. And to complete the perfect package for your package are liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You gotta have both of those. Start your day off with a deodorant for your boys, then stay cool all day with toner to keep them feeling the best all day and night. These formulations will have your ball smelling like a king on your big day. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day. Lummy, I was alarmed with, I had my my leg wrapped around my headphone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, your leg's wrapped around your goddamn headphone.
Are you okay, Bubba?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hopefully, hopefully Jesus has given some of those videos to Ace to make some TikTok willies out of them from the Big Girl Nationals. That would be kind of cool, would it not?
Oh, yeah.
How are your Reese's?
Oh.
Can't play any of that.
Oh, hi.
Oh, we could play that.
You done being, are you done being Johnny's jump on me negator?
Well, I mean, YouTube is bad about that stuff.
My one stripe willie?
Well, what I'm saying is, hold on.
Yeah, it's a good time. The video you're about to see is me taking class at Matt Arroyo's Gracie Tampa South Studio in Tampa, Florida. Take a class if you're local.
So YouTube's going to be really bad about...
No, you should be fine.
It's a good time.
Hold on. There we go. This is on, this was double platformed yesterday, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Anna, that's the first DP that you've ever had and
ever.
Probably ever will have.
Uh-huh.
You eyeing my my white stripe there? My one stripe willy? Yeah, it's a good time.
Now what's the next one? Another white stripe?
I have another test next month.
It's two, so, you get, was it 3 stripes?
How many?
You can get like 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
What's the next belt?
Blue.
Now, if they're not quite ready for blue, they just keep putting stripes on your white, right?
Yeah, or they could just probably stop putting stripes and you just have to wait until you're good enough for a blue, until your instructor decides.
I got to tell you, man, out of all the years that we've had our stage, it's looking better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we had some old equipment in there, and I mean, like, it now looks like a usable space. And Blitz, what I need to do now, next, is I was thinking about either ordering some couches or using what we had.
Okay.
And kind of setting up like a couch podcast area.
All right.
Right underneath the Bubba Army sign, you know, and move that podium out. And then, you know, just kind of like, now, do you want to go desk like what Dale Jr. has, like a 4-sided desk, or would you rather go couch? Because it's like podcasting either has kind of a couch feel or like a desk feel. What would you prefer? And Brian,
I mean, unfortunately, the answer is depends on the podcast.
Well, I always envisioned you doing like podcasts where on like a Sunday they can sit down and you don't show the game, but you do kind of like what the Mannings were doing, and it's getting to watch the game with Bubba and the boys, and you sitting on a couch.
Yeah,
and,
but like at the end of the day, you'd have all kinds of copyright issues.
No, you wouldn't, because you don't show the game. The camera's on you guys.
Yeah, as long as the game wasn't too loud.
Yeah.
And you had mics that didn't pick up background, you'd be fine.
You'd be totally good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about it with Brian before. Yeah. I mean, I have it.
Right,
me,
so,
because we were going to do that with like a UFC fight a long time ago, and then
yeah.
So at the
football.
End of the day, Blitz, we could actually put the couch kind of back where on this particular video, back kind of that in that area facing the two TVs, right?
We can.
And you could watch the two TVs on, you know, you could watch the two, have the game on both TVs, have the camera shooting towards you, not the game. And like
that, or we could just have the couch facing like where the desk is, and then just put a TV like at the end of the stage so that people, you know, you could watch TV. Because otherwise, if you put a couch like kind of close to there looking, you'd be looking up at those screens. They're pretty high up.
Well,
It wouldn't be too high, but okay. Because the couch is up there, and then you're sitting on the couch. I mean, it's a little high, but it's not ridiculous.
Okay. But we should do that, right? Like, Brian, you would need some of your boys, though, to know a little bit about the game. And you also have to – I can't really talk like I really want to talk.
Mm. Not like you normally talk during a game?
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk mostly. I mean,
oh, no. I like to throw some real nice epithets in there.
Yeah, and then some.
Epithets.
Yeah.
Episkinnies.
Be like, man. And then I get into impersonation. like when, you know, two black guys talking, like, fuck you. No, fuck you, bitch.
You just got to watch the language a little. That's
fuck
all.
Fuck you, Huggle.
Okay.
No, fuck you, Harry. Fuck you, Larry.
All right, maybe we shouldn't do
your mama.
Yeah, maybe not.
your mama, Larry. No, your mama. Fucking mama, Jim. I think that would be funny as shit. Like, that language is okay, right?
Yes.
You'd be like, fuck your mama. No, fuck you, bitch. Your ass, motherfucker, next play, I got you. Your ass is mine. Hugga, please. Oh. Brian, I can already see it'd be a smash, would it not? As long as you're not in there schmarming it up.
Well, you know he would.
We just need you as a straight stat guy, you know? Yeah. Like, we need you as Johnny.
I'd come in like the officiating guy, expert. Let's throw it out to Gene Tessitore.
Yeah. We're going to throw it to a baby face. Well, technically on subsection 5-9er, you know, if the ball has already hit the ground. Like, shut the fuck up, nerd.
No one wants to hear that shit. We want to have our own opinion.
Nobody wants to hear that shit. We're pulling for the Bucks, you stupid fuck. Get the hell out of here.
Well, I'm just trying to be, you know.
I'm just trying to be factual. Well, fuck off on factual.
Fuck off.
Time for pick on the nerd.
Yeah.
Lummy, go beat him down.
Let's go outside, Brian.
Lummy's dressed up like Tugboat.
I'm coming, buddy.
Now, Blitz, this could be on TV as long as we weren't showing the game on in the peripheral background or, you know, right?
What could be on TV?
Us could be on TV.
That's what we need to
have. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. We're on camera. Commentating on whatever game we're watching. Yep. And I like hockey and I like, you know, I like football. I used to like the NBA, but NBA I might be. That might
Nobody
be
watches
one.
NBA. No,
nobody watches
NBA
that. Why cool. would you? It's such a bad product.
College
right now.
Football. Hello.
College basketball.
I'm from gimmicks to works, from swerves to
McGillicuddy. Oh, here we go.
Caribou Lou.
Sweet Lips Caribou Lou.
So, Iggy, what?
Oh, now it's Sweet Lips Caribou Lou.
Sweet Lips.
Hey, Lawrence, let's break this down.
Yeah, come on, Lawrence.
What the fuck's really going on, buddy? Real
I got you, Lawrence. Okay. So,
like you're my buddy. Like you're my friend. Like a real fuck. Like when I get out of radio, get thrown out of radio, or if I went to jail or something, like you'd still be my boy.
Yeah, you hook him up with the job. What, Sandin?
Absolutely.
I know. So like you're like my inner circle, and I feels like you don't even want to give a fuck about it. Like you're trying to distance yourself. You're head fucking me a little bit, my friend.
You call me. I'll take your call. I just wanted to point out that sometimes, you know, if you recall, like the rebranding idea is not always a good idea. You know, bad idea. What can I say?
I am never going to be a guy to run from you. You call me, I'll take your phone call. You
know, I got 49 days and I become who I am. What can I say? I can't kill Iggy. I'd like to. I've tried.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you, like, do you still want to be Iggy or no?
It's a personal battle with my own nonsense, you know.
But I mean, like, are we Hall of Fame Iggy McGillicuddy? You ever going to be that guy again, or do you want to be Caribou Lou with a Lawrence kicker?
Well, can he qualify twice?
Are you struggling with the transition?
Are you transitioning?
Yes, absolutely struggling with that. No, of course, you know, I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at the show. I love everything about that. And things get a little out of hand sometimes.
Okay, so did you just get a wild hair up your ass and be like, "Fuck it, I want to be Caribou Lou."
That's odd because he's not known for doing that, is he?
No, not at all. I mean, he's not known for flipping the fuck out.
No,
by, I mean the most even,
coming driving all the way to a party, then leaving after a few minutes.
The most even keeled, you know, fucking tempered man on earth. He's like almost a Dos Equis man. He's so calm.
So the 62 is actually probably the number of times that I've
But here's the deal, buddy. Like, are you? You may not be able to get Iggy back.
No, I can. Absolutely can.
Why is it one of your fake accounts that took it over?
No. Nobody took it over. It's the same thing. No one can take my name. I just have to wait 49 days.
Lummy, didn't you say that somebody did?
No one do it every 60 days.
Yeah, someone was in chat with that name.
It's a fake one.
Okay.
Oh, is it like some little underscore deal or something like that?
My people have looked into it.
Okay. Oh, I just want to know do you still want to identify as Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy?
Of course.
Real name
of
Lawrence.
Course. I was having a bad day, and I made a whatever. I made a bad call. It is what it is.
All right. So you just did a fuck up. You fucked up.
Yep,
and you.
I owned it.
All right, well, good. You're not mad at me. We're not breaking up. Nothing like that.
Not at all. I just want to hear some more Monster Truck Lummy, though.
Well, Monster Truck Lummy, that's just highly polarizing in itself. And when a Hall of Famer asks for one, I think you have to give it to him, Lummy, but only in short spurts.
Well, what about Caribou Lou? Yeah, He's not a Hall of Famer.
Who do I call out, though?
Are we talking to Caribou Lou? Are we talking to Hall of Famer Iggy? Are we talking to Lawrence? Which one?
Lawrence.
First of all, I don't know who Caribou Lou is, but
Lawrence, the
real Iggy would like to hear a Monster Truck Lummy. That's all. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not anybody. Love you all. Fuck you, Blitz. Babyface, I was gonna say you're awesome, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
Well played.
All right, Lawrence, we love you. Formerly a Hall of Fame Iggy, now Caribou Lou, which transitioning back to Hall of Fame Iggy, right? That's how it goes, Iggy.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Caribou Lou, who used to be Hall of Fame Iggy, whose real name is Lawrence, and is transitioning back to Hall of Fame Iggy.
Yep.
That's official, right?
Doctor says it's going to take 49 more days.
Yeah. Hello.
Love you, Lawrence.
Hey, Glory Hole.
Hey, Glory Hole, Greg. How are you?
Hey, good. So are you guys still running with the Firework Friday thing?
The what?
Are you still going to do the Fireworks Friday thing?
Yes. Brian Matroni will be here right at the start of the show tomorrow.
I wish Dan would be able to get in the YouTube chat.
Can I put out this little bit of a thought for food for thought? How about Anna kicking the chair over and taking a seat over on the couch on a wireless? Let me run interference and having Dan over in her spot and having Brian over where you used to have Manfred.
Because Anna is a full-time co-host, and I'm not going to make her move for a Fireworks Friday. There's a certain amount of respect that comes with having earned a co-host status, my friend.
Okay, got it. Just trying to give you some good content.
And Dan knows that. That's why he offered to go to the couch.
Dan knows it.
Regardless of where these two guys are sitting, it doesn't matter. Fucking Brian can be out by the goats, and there's going to be heat. There's going to be a lot of heat. It's going to be great radio. Can't wait for you to hear it tomorrow. Don't overthink it and try to fucking overthink the process and tell me how to do it. Okay, kid?
Have a good one.
See you later.
That was the sound of a defeated man.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, stop, man.
He obviously was not watching the video.
We're not going to move shit around. Like, you know, I fuck with Anna a lot, but I also, as much as I fuck with every one of you guys, I'll stick up for you.
You do.
Like a motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Yep. The video you're about to see is me taking class at Matt Arroyo's Gracie Campus House
kick your
in Tampa, Florida.
You know, I'm not worried about the bitch kicking my ass now, but you give her another year, and this bitch is going to be deadly.
There's no question.
Like, yeah, give me another year.
I'm just not going to be able to go up there and fucking gorilla on her. She'll have some kind of me.
Are you willing to fight professionally, like or amateur, like actual fight, like get into a grappling tournament or something?
I think she's just doing it for fitness and like just to fucking
to learn a new skill
and to be tougher.
That you'll never use.
Who said I'll never use it?
You don't want to use it. You don't want to fight jiu-jitsu.
Doesn't mean that if you're in an altercation and it goes to the ground,
the person's not
going to
be wearing a gi for you to grab.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Brian,
she'll have hers on.
Do you think 99% of the men who golf on the weekends, you think they're going to be on the fucking tour? No. She can have a hobby and that also makes her tougher and more aware and is healthy.
But they golf. They just don't go to the driving range. They actually go and golf and compete with their buddies.
But what I'm saying is...
She still rolls,
This man, I tell you, I wish I would have gotten Tyler involved in this, you know, a lot, you know, at 10 or 12. It's such good
almost every kid should
awareness
do that,
of just
you could start anytime.
I'm teasing. I know that there's MMA is a great
do you
exercise.
Know how tough you can be. That's where you fucked up, Brian.
Yeah.
Is that you should have taken MMA, been this fucking absolute stud of a nerd, and being like, you know, you look like a nerd, you fucking walk like a nerd, you dress like a nerd, but you really deep down could kick anybody's fucking ass. How cool would that be?
How do you know I'm not?
There's a subset of people that do.
My answer to you was please.
But you saw when Babyface got into that guy's face, wearing the jersey at hockey.
I will fucking.
Who's gonna fight him?
Yeah, that was called High Moon, whatever. That's what that was. High Noon. That wasn't jujitsu.
I'm 55 years old right now, and I would get up in his fucking face any day and own him.
But if you
were Brian Nerdboy MMA undercover and I try to get up in your shit, you just fucking completely make me look stupid.
Get him drunk. You should see him.
Oh, God. He's a fighter.
Are you a fighter for real, Brian?
No.
Okay.
But, Brian, what I'm saying is you're not, right?
I'm not.
But can you imagine if you were like a fucking an undercover black belt, how badass that would be?
It would be. I should start training.
Put your Packer jersey on and watch.
Because your mouth acts like you're a black belt, but your fucking skill sets, you're a pussy.
You got a black belt mouth.
I have a black belt mouth.
You do. You got a black belt. Now, can you imagine if you had a black belt ability where that black belt mouth could back up? You're a fucking, like, if some guy goes, fuck you, nerd, let's go outside. You're like, yeah, motherfucker. Next thing you know, you take your suit off and shit, and you're just fucking the guy up.
Meat Wrench wants to know if you're going to challenge Carmen again.
No, I'm good.
I guarantee you this.
She'll beat the shit out of her now.
I don't want you to do that because fuck that bitch. But I'm just telling you, if you another 6-7 months, Anna,
yeah.
I don't care how much the fuck she weighs, you'd kill her. Even just the awareness of boxing and on your feet and being able to throw a punch.
Body control
yeah. and all that. Even if it was straight boxing, with your training, you'd still kill her.
I don't know about boxing because she's getting bigger, but you would
be able to keep her off you with a jab. That's like saying I'm bigger than Rob Kahn, that he just couldn't fucking smoke my shit.
But
he
I mean,
would.
Like, Anna's not doing any kind of punching or anything, though. Like, she's not learning that.
The beautiful
thing
about jiu-jitsu is that you use that person's body against them.
Right.
Like, I've seen things where you choke people out with their own arm.
Well, now, hold on. Don't
it's very demoriling.
Not,
it's happened to me before.
You should be an expert in that. You've been having your body used against you your whole life.
She's taking BJJ, not MMA.
Oh, so she's not doing striking.
I'm not doing Muay Thai or anything, no.
You're going to be JJ?
But hold on, Anna. Don't you think that that's the natural progression as you continue to get better at Muay Thai, that maybe you work on the stand-up?
No, I just want to focus on this.
Muay Thai.
I mean, the better at Muay Thai, why wouldn't you?
I've done Muay Thai before.
She's
but
not in Muay Thai.
I'm doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
She's going to give BJJ.
Hello?
Okay.
Hey, Bubba, it's David Hernandez.
Oh, this is
hi, David.
Brian loves this guy.
Oh, by the way, David Hernandez, who Lummi did win the David Hernandez Award, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And Love Ziti.
Oh, you know what? We had Caribou Lou on, who won an award as well.
But
Caribou Lou didn't win anything.
Oh, you're right. We could only
it was
have,
the Higgy Award.
Not even Lawrence won right. anything.
So, David Hernandez, are you familiar with the David Hernandez Award?
Yes, I am.
Stands for the most saddest person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, you had your at the hospital yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I have COVID.
You have COVID?
Well, that doesn't mean you got it from my party. You didn't get it from my party, buddy.
He was gonna get his dialysis yesterday.
Well, because I got the first.
Yeah, they went in to do the dialysis, and they said you got the vid, and so we're gonna have to wait for you to get rid of the vid for us to hook you back up to the super.
Are you doing okay?
Well, I had those symptoms.
You have no symptoms.
I know, but are you okay? Are you going to be okay, buddy? Are you going to be okay?
I don't know. I haven't seen the doctor.
Are you sad? Like
are you still?
Me?
Are you in the hospital right now?
Yes.
Oh,
you're in the in the hospital right now?
Yeah.
Well, now are you in the emergency room part, or they actually admitted you to a room?
I'm in a room.
Well, really?
Wow.
For COVID or for the dialysis?
Probably. Because I had a low grade fever after I got the COVID shot.
Oh, that's right. He went and got the vaccine the other day.
You don't have COVID. You've got the shot.
Yeah, and it messed him up.
Yeah, he's got a reaction to the shot, which shows you how good the fucking shot is.
But you don't have COVID.
I do.
Wait, you tested positive.
Well, yeah, I mean, but some people do anyway.
So hold on. You think that you
had COVID and then got the shot?
Hard to fuck telling with this guy.
I don't know.
I mean, it's
Anna, thank you for making me laugh.
Well, of course, that's what we're here for, buddy. But unfortunately, we're laughing at
you. I know.
You know.
Jesus, Bob.
We still love you, buddy.
I don't know if I got the shot or COVID first, but it put me into the hospital. And now...
Oh, is that Brian trying to do a David?
Is that David trying to reverse the heat
That's not Brian trying to do. That's Brian nailing a David Hernandez impersonation.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does do a great Brian.
He does.
David.
I do a better David than David.
And so I'm going to go get my mom's credit card right now, and I'm going to give a lot of money to
Bubba. You know the number's been raised from 2,000 to 2,400. Did you know that?
No, I can do that.
Yeah, okay, perfect. That's what we wanted to hear. Those are the kind of customers we like to hear.
Absolutely.
That's fucking...
What?
Well, plus, we're going to get you some pussy from Caitlin Hatley, too. I already talked to Brent about it.
Are any of your nurses there right now? Can we talk to one of them?
No, they're not. They're not hot yet.
We like ugly nurses too. We're an equal opportunity nurse liker. Mommy, what are we?
Equal opportunity nurse liker.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It could be whales, rhinos. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. As long as they're a nurse, they can be guys. They can be transitioning.
I'm at the hospital tonight, posting on Instagram.
Oh, your Instagram deal?
Oh, so you're using this to try and get follows on your Instagram?
That's called a shill.
He says, yeah, I need a few Instagram followers, okay?
Why not? What's wrong with it? People exploit their kids. Exploit your lack of health.
Yeah.
Now,
Brian, will you help sponsor the Big Girl Nationals this year?
Sure. Oh.
No, we're not allowing that.
No, as a Hunter fucking Law.
Oh.
Yeah, Hunter fucking Law.
Yeah, Hunter Law.
Yeah, definitely.
Hunter fucking Law.
We are going to give the winner a 52 weeks, one time a week at Golden Corral. We'll get a pass.
That's a hell of a prize. I want to win that.
I'm in the hospital in Riverview. That's all I'm going to say.
South Florida Baptist, or is it St. Joe's South? St. Joe's South.
Yeah. St. Joe's South.
Yeah.
Right. Whoever takes Humana, the ultimate Humana.
That's all you're going to say, though.
So listen.
I know. I'm in room 422.
David, what is your Instagram account?
Puerto Rican Punch. What? 1970.
What? No, Puerto Rican Punch.
Puerto Rican Punch. 1974.
Somebody sent it to me.
Do we have it?
Puerto Rican Punch 19 what?
72.
No,
I'm sending it to you right now. Hang on.
But 213.
Yeah, it's 213. Hang on.
Puerto Rican Punch.
213.
213.
I got it. There it is right
there. It was Walmart, but I had to delete it and make a new account since I had to quit Walmart.
Right. All right. So this is you. It says Puerto Rican Punch 213. At the hospital, there's poor little David Hernandez. That beard's growing out nice. it says that you got COVID, right?
Yeah.
That's you at the party.
Is there any
video of it, or you just all do stills?
Oh, no. Well, there's other stuff in that one, BRN one.
What do you mean?
Go back. There was other pictures in that.
Yeah.
Maybe a video.
There you go.
Or maybe not.
I'm proud of you, Lonnie. You don't even have Facebook and you love me, so.
Yes,
aww,
of course.
You.
Yeah, you look great. And Bubba.
Looks like Bubba's son.
Looks like me and the Merch Crick might have had a special needs son together she's been hiding for 34 years.
You know what? This is the greatest fucking show ever. You know?
Did you have fun at the party? There's
Dan with his douchebag Italian
puffer jacket.
Feather
down.
And there's Fireball going, man, what the fuck's Dan wearing? What kind of bullshit's that?
Well, she was waiting to shake Dan down for money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totter Clem Chili Bowl fun. Like, Fireball, stop. We've already shook these people enough.
She was going around to everybody.
Now you sound like Joe Pesci.
Now, do you have any videos, or is this all just...
It's mostly food.
Sushi.
You Yum. Like, I mean, you know, are you a, are you, do you consider yourself a foodie, David?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, but you have to afford to be able to go to these places.
He's got his mom's credit card.
I love eating Red Snapper.
You just pretty much tookie-tookied yourself there, buddy.
Yeah,
he's never had that.
Yeah, yeah, come on, Brian. All right, trying to get
Is he with Caitlin Hatley at next year's bar?
I'm trying to get him a session with Caitlin Hatley. Brent said that Brandon the Quad's locked in and that, you know, he's trying to talk Caitlin into a David Hernandez deal. But, David, here's
does
the thing.
Brandon,
but David,
does Brandon really
David,
hate me?
David?
Yeah.
Here's what's going to have to happen. If I get this done, we're going to have to be able to post it up on our OnlyFans, and I don't think that you're that type of guy.
Not really.
I know. So if you agree for us to tape it and put it on OnlyFans, then I can get it done. If it's just going to be a private session, then what value is there in there for me?
Or for Caitlin.
That's true.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, Brandon the Quad fucking got me like 50 or 60 new followers onto my OnlyFans account.
Fuck yeah, Brandon.
So, you know, if you could, you know, let us tape it of, and the thing about it is Caitlin Hatley rolls up, she takes charge and she fucks you. Like, she comes in and straight gives you the pussy.
Have you seen the video?
No.
Oh, listen, I would see if you could borrow another $10 from your mom's debit card.
Just sign up for the month and watch them.
And go sign up to OnlyFans.com at TheBubbaArmy/TheBubbaArmy.
Yeah.
And watch the last video we just posted.
The last video has them all encompassed.
It's all
in
22
one.
Minutes of the whole thing from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And that's what you could have if you would let us tape it.
Country Girl offered to tape this too.
I'll let you.
Brandon got head and then she fucked him doggy and then she fucked him. No, she fucked him cowgirl.
Yeah, I don't think it was doggy, but
like, no, hold on. It was cowgirl, then reverse cowgirl,
and then quaddy. She fucked him quaddy style.
She went cowgirl, reverse quaddy.
Reverse quaddy.
He popped. He popped on the deal.
She sat on his face for a little bit.
And I mean, like, wouldn't you want all that?
Yeah.
And that all just requires us to be able to tape it. That's it.
We'll just blur out your face. Nobody will be able to see your face.
There's no blurring out, Brian.
Who cares if we blur out his face?
No, and
everybody will know who the fuck it is.
No.
It's more editing. We ain't doing that.
It's more editing than Blitz. That's 18.
Blitz is really good at editing. I heard him say it the other day.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now listen, just so I know, you are, before I call Caitlin and get this deal done, I need to know, I need you to... Brian, you're my lawyer. Can we enter into some kind of verbal contract here?
Well, verbals, but we'll reduce it to writing.
I know, but can we just
tentatively, right now?
Like,
yeah.
Say some stuff, Brian, right now. Yep. Like, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Brian.
So repeat after me. I, David Hernandez.
I, David Hernandez.
Do promise to engage in sexual intercourse on camera with Caitlin Hatley.
I do.
Promise.
What? Okay.
If Bubba can hook it up, I promise to follow through.
I promise to come through.
And engage in sexual intercourse on camera with Caitlin Hatley.
And sexually.
Good enough. That'll stand up.
Yep, that works.
For it to be distributed anywhere Bubba wants to.
That's right.
And Bubba will own all digital rights, copyrights, trademarks, and yippee-yos for all of all time.
Brother.
It's right.
You have to say all of perpetuity.
All of perpetuity, say it.
All of perpetuity.
With a gratuity kicker.
Gratuity kicker.
Bubba has the right to sell this copyright. Bubba owns this thing lock, stock, and barrel and can do anything he wants with it.
He can sell it like a debt.
That's right.
All right, there you go.
Both nationally, internationally, and worldwide,
and even to aliens that aren't even fucking here yet.
Yep.
Bottom line is, if some aliens would roll up in here and they would want that footage, and say we got to have that footage, I would say here, no problem.
They probably have Bitcoin.
Yeah, give me 10 Bitcoins. Fuck, I'll take a half a Bitcoin.
We're gonna turn this into an NFT.
Yeah. So Brian, Babyface is gonna have a contract for you to have to sign, and then we'll get you some Caitlin Hatley pussy. Okay, buddy.
Okay.
She got a good pussy bone. I saw.
And here's the deal, man. You know
what?
What
she said.
Blitz,
yeah.
Do we slide Brandon the Quad, or do we, in lieu of David Hernandez? I mean, poor Caitlin only should have to fuck one handicapped guy a year.
Does Brandon really hate me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, right now he's got the handicap quadrant kind of completely cornered. That corner, that market is cornered,
market
and you're
corner.
Creeping up in there. But I support David Hernandez.
He's Apple, and you're fucking
Thank
Samsung
you.
Trying to find Peralta with some new shit, and you know, fucking his market share up. Mad as shit.
If well, gonna did,
do you think sometime around like September-ish
hold on,
maybe?
Hold on. I just got a text from David Hernandez and said, when I see that motherfucker, I'm going to run over him with my wheelchair.
Oh, you mean from Brandon?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Sure yeah, it wasn't Brian typing?
Oh, no. It was Brandon the Claw that says, when I see him, I'm going to four-wheel over him with my fucking wheelchair.
Well, I think I did start donating. When did I start donating, Anna?
What? Yeah, Anna. Why are you asking me?
Hoss 990-499-1999, bitch ain't one. Yeah, you started donating in 2020. Let me look up April 14th, 2020.
That's what the shopkeeper says?
Yep. April 14th, 2020.
Yeah, we got to make sure that you hit your amounts, David. It's $2,400 this year. I'm not just going to be getting your pussy if you don't hit your amounts.
So if Caitlin can agree to this, do you think we could get it done like in like September or something? Maybe August?
You mean a pre-party deal?
Well, no, because that way, you know, that way we can lock Brandon in for the party.
A double dipper on OnlyFans.
Give her a few months, you know.
Yeah, since he's local.
Right.
Yeah. Since he's local. Then
we should ask Caitlin about that.
I actually got to talk to Hatley today, so I'll just lay it in her. So let me, but he's got to get his money in. Like, if he doesn't get his money,
yeah. By, like, August, September, he should. September 15th is the date.
The faster you get your money in, the faster the faster I can possibly plan this. And this is not a solicitation or prostitution kind of thing. This is more of just accomplishing your levels. The Tony Robbins deal, ladies and gentlemen.
This is to get an invite to the party.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, where this other issues. Act would happen. They're two totally separate transactions.
Right. Your lawyers
it's
here.
Like paying to get into.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A strip club and then hooking up separately with the stripper. Those are two separate transactions.
Yes. The house is not involved in the second
one. The house is not involved in
right,
the second
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
In this case, it is. But that's totally beside the
no,
point.
Right.
Lawyer Brian...
Well, here's the thing, Brian. Could we frame it this way?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you think Caitlin has a friend?
Just shut up. Can we legally frame it this way, Brian? That for him to qualify for BARP, it's $2,400. Now, the faster that he qualifies, then he gets the fruits of being a qualified BARP. And with his particular... plateau involves, you know, fucking Caitlin Hatley.
Yeah.
So the sooner he gets to his level, the sooner he gets his payoff, so to speak.
Well, that's admission into the club, and then what they figure out and do between the two of them is
right.
separate. Yeah. It's
right.
like, you know, cover charge is the BARP money, and then whatever happens at BARP is completely separate.
Oh, it's like $80 to get into the massage part.
Right.
And then once you go to the back, what you negotiate with the mama-san is, you know, whatever. Whether she walks on your backs or takes your noodle around the farm.
You doing okay there, Darth Vader?
He's in the hospital,
yeah,
Brian.
I know, but he's COVID, having some breathing. I know, COVID. I know. So I'm checking on him.
Here's the
he
deal.
Needs dialysis.
Listen, here's the deal. I'm going to try to get you some Caitlin Hatley before the party even starts, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
See you later.
You're well soon. Let us know when you get out.
Just hey, just to reiterate.
Florida Stanley with $100 cash. I'm over this call. Hang up.
See you later.
I'll get Will.
Bye.
No, any more updates, and then
okay.
Good luck in the hospital.
For $100, you got to cut him off mid sentence.
See you later, buddy.
Oh man, and he's in the hospital.
I know.
So
well, I'm pulling for him. I hope he's okay.
Take class if you're local. It's a good time. Learn a new skill. Try something new. Tell him I sent you, and enjoy the show.
You get a month free.
No.
I wish somebody just would have came from the backstage and just pummeled her. she's all swag and all being all like a little bitch. Hold on.
And enjoy the show.
I thought you would have tripped up the cord.
Yeah. Like,
Tuttle comes out in a ninja costume.
Tuttle comes out completely
sucker
just
punches
flattened
me.
Her.
He's only lost to a woman once.
And he's the intergender
champion.
Champion of the world. Is this copyright?
It's clear.
Why don't you bring some more shit with you? Holy God.
Yeah, holy fucking, you know,
are you moving in?
Holy bag lady. You have to bring your, I mean, do you bring your whole fucking, do you bring five outfit
whole,
changes?
That's my whole life right there. Remember, I'm homeless.
Reagan kicked you out.
First of all, I would completely not even have the patience to do this shit. I'd be like, can we just start rolling instead of doing all this shit?
Stretching for putties.
And I'd have to have, does anybody got a belt that I can tie onto another belt? Because this one belt won't fit.
You need a seatbelt extension.
Excuse me, flight attendant. Can I get an extender?
Can I get a belt extension?
Bubba was still wearing a black belt
now,
first
on.
Day.
Now, Anna, this guy right here.
Yeah, that's my instructor.
I know, but like, so you can just look at this motherfucker and see that he's got a black belt with a bunch of red stripes on it.
That's the professor.
I know. So what I'm saying is that's like, don't fuck with that guy, right?
But like, look, if you see that guy in the street, you're like, what does he know?
Yeah.
That guy would
jobber.
Beat your ass.
Exactly.
Kill you.
Like, hey, look at this fucking guy. Come on, let's go outside. Next thing you know, he's fucking just making you look stupid.
They got to be careful, though, man. You reach a certain level and it becomes assault with a deadly weapon.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Absolutely. You're like a third degree black belt and you go and fuck somebody up on the street and they are not aware of it. That's assault with a deadly
weapon.
Yeah,
that actually happened to when I was training for that fight with Carmen and lost horribly, but I did train for it. My instructor had a situation and he landed in jail for like over a year, I think.
Wait, so Brian, are you supposed to announce it?
You're not. I don't. It's a tough situation to be in. You better not be the instigator. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but if you're a guy that's on that level and you have tried to defuse the situation and you're not the aggressor and you have witnesses that said the guy less, you know, like Rob Kahn, like I've seen before people try to fuck with him and he's like, listen, buddy. You don't want any of this. Stop.
David Hernandez, $20 cash.
I've seen
David.
Thank you, David. I hope you can take another breath. But listen, I've actually seen Rob Kahn like tell guys, listen, for real, just chill out. Like it's not going to be good if it goes any further.
Yeah, then he's good. He's not the aggressor. The problem is these guys go to bars,
and
right?
They get drunk.
And they get drunk, mm-hmm. and then they are the aggressor, and that's when they land themselves in trouble.
No, you're right. I could nail this fucking move.
Doing the dirty dog ass wipe across the mat?
Yeah. Roly poly.
You think
willy.
So? That looks easy. I bet just not.
It's not as easy as it looks, but.
You're using your core and your leg, right?
Yeah.
I'd quit. I'm like, this is about the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Papa.
Can we start punching each other in the face? Now, why are you the only one? If you got a black suit on.
I like the black.
Okay, so you can have any color.
Yeah.
Who's this shorty right here?
She rolls with her in a little bit.
Yeah.
She pretty hot?
She's very pretty.
She's cute.
Wow.
Is she an instructor?
No. But her husband will kick your ass.
I want to grab that same area.
That sentence blitz goes for pretty much any husband in America.
Well, I think that's him in the blue gi behind her.
Yeah, well, I would take out his knee. I would take his fucking knee out. Like, what the fuck you know, black belt, Willie? I fucking nailed that move. Yeah. What if you go, hey, instructor, I just fucking nailed that move. How can you come in and say I didn't?
When you start breaking boards.
When I take karate.
You sweep the leg.
pray.
Put her in a body bag.
What?
I just want to fucking see this chick that you're rolling around with. She is.
She's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Fuck shorty shit.
When do you check her oil?
Oh, she is cute as hell. Mm-hmm. She a Jennifer?
No.
Alyssa.
No.
Now what if? Now from here, I'll tell you the fucking move. This is not recognized by the Muay Thai instructor.
Pull your gun out.
No, I'll tell you. Hold on. So as soon as you get the girl there, then you take this right knee and go right under puss. Right, and you,
oh, that's
and you,
the, that's
and
the
you,
knee to the puss
and
move.
You break her, and you break, and you literally
you
break
her pubis. You,
yeah, and at that point, man, get good
get
luck.
Get her in a pussy bar.
Well, when you're a blue belt, that's what they teach you.
Yeah. Now what you got to fucking watch out for is that she doesn't hit your puss right here.
Yeah.
So you got to like, you got to step over the one.
They call that cunt control.
It's called cunt punt. You got a cunt punter.
You got a cunt punter.
Mm-hmm.
You got a cunt near.
Or give
cunt
her
knee the bitch. Cunt near.
Or give her a twat shot. You did try to stick your toe up there just there.
Yeah, you did.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Huh?
Did you see that, Bubba?
You tried to get
a little stinky toe, a little Cheeto toe.
Cheeto toe.
Don't lie. She knows she went home and sniffed it.
Anna.
She is dying. She just got called out.
Anna. When we get busted around here, we call. I mean,
she hasn't washed that toe since.
Now see right there, Anna. Right there, your toes, you know, it's pointing down. It's not trying to get Cheeto's toe. And then your toes realize,
right up in there.
Hold on. Look.
You know what she does, too? She goes home, take a shower. She puts a Ziploc bag around that
toe.
She
calls it getting athlete's foot.
Look. If you look
right
at
up in there.
The natural progression was not to go on up. Watch. Check this out. Hey, listen, frame by frames don't lie. Watch. And now right there, Anna's foot's nowhere to be found, and then her feet can smell the vagina, and it goes in on it.
Like it's a magnet. The toe extension is what really seals it, because she extends her big toe.
Her big toe's like a clit magnet.
Watch this. All right, so right now.
Right there, she's, toes are curled.
Right now, all the toes are sniffing for the fucking target.
Right.
And now watch. Look.
Boom!
Right up
in there.
She's trying to do the big toe cul-de-sac.
She did the fucking big toe cul-de-sac.
Yep.
Somebody just said that's called the camel toe.
Yep. So look, at this point, her foot's not interested in any pussy because it doesn't realize it's that close.
Mm-hmm.
But then it goes, oh
it got a niff.
The big toe got a niff.
It did a flyby.
Yep.
It overshoots it.
Now it's gauging it up where how it can come in from the fucking Cheeto. Ready? Watch
there goes.
This.
Yeah.
And it just gave it a little, hey, I'm here.
Cheeto toe.
You just got cut.
You got that Cheeto.
I told the guy to edit that out, too.
Look, right there. That is, I mean, Anna, you're in it.
I'm in it.
I mean, your toe.
You're in it to win it.
Oh, shit.
Look, Anna.
Yeah, I know. Cheeto toes.
And she knows she just got Cheeto toes.
Look at the smile on her face.
She's like,
she liked
it. Oh, my God, I just got fucking Cheeto toed. Hey, she's driving home with her husband. Honey, I didn't get tapped out today, but I got fucking Cheeto toed three times by this bitch.
Cheetoed.
This bitch might only be a one striper, but she's fucking three-time black belt Willie on the Cheeto toe. Nobody can throw a Cheeto toe faster than she can. Listen, all you motherfuckers suck, and I'm just trying to get 45 a month out of you, so I'm going to keep fucking, you know, stringing you along, but every one of you guys are fucking pathetic.
Oh my God!
That's the I thought you were talking to us and the listeners.
No,
sorry,
no. I was acting like I was the instructor. If I'm the instructor here, yeah, listen.
ET fingers, 1999. Every chain one.
So listen, guys. Just want to let everyone know. Everyone here fucking sucks. You don't got a chance to ever be as good as me. But go to the gift shop and buy a new gi and a couple new stripes here and there, and make sure you got your monthly dues paid, or we're out of here. Appreciate it.
This is called the credit card decline.
Yeah.
This is how I tell you you're out of the class.
If your debit card would happen to get declined, you'll be asked to roll with a five-time Willie here to fucking suck every life of blood out of you. I want a snack. I'm going to go get a fucking snack.
I need to go sniff my toe.
I know I'm supposed to be watching my instructor here showing me this, but I'm going to pick my ear, and then I'm going to go to the bathroom, sniff my toe, and then I'm going to get a snack. Here's my ear. Okay, I'm bored. Let me get the fuck out of here. I got to go get a snack. Yeah, the guy's still fucking showing you guys some
shit
to do.
I don't know why I got up. It's right before we started making out.
Yeah.
Wait till the pillows come out.
Oh yeah, Anna, hold on. Your ass looked good as hell there. Hold on.
Oh,
I don't let anything slip. Watch this fucking donk when it gets squeezed up. Watch this. Look at that. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's the most that ass has been squeezed squoze since 2007.
That's how she walks around. No entry, man.
I mean, look at
toes are curling.
Hold on, look at that. I mean, she's on it. Fuck yeah. This is what you're replacing sex with.
And that's when her ass ate her ghee. Just gobbled it right up.
I mean, can you imagine how tight her sniz is at that point? I mean, you're just, man.
Oh, yeah.
Balls out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and you're fucking riding out. That ass looks good as hell.
At what part does Brent Hatley get knocked out? That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, that happened a long time ago.
I know, I'm teasing.
4 minutes ago.
Oh. Now she's whispering to your ear. I know you got Cheetos toes. I know you got Cheetos toes. Do you want to make out?
Can I do it to you?
I do Cheetos toast to you. I'm not going to feel so violated if I get to do it to you. No, it's not fair. It's not fair, Anna, that you got the Cheetos toast and I didn't. I think you got some nice Cheetos up in there, too.
I don't think she knows my fucking name.
I don't want to know your name. I just want that ass. I just want those.
Oh, shit.
I want a lot of shit you got. Once you get on your toes again, plank me. Your name is my safe word. Well, she's trying to kiss you there, look.
Yeah, she is. Pulling her in tight.
Look, oh yeah, look.
Look at her caressing her back. That's not an aggressive move there.
You guys, this is... Can I have one of these a week? Fuck. Please. Blitz, the only thing you need to make it 31 seconds longer is because if it's 8 minutes, we can double monetize on YouTube.
Okay.
It was only 7:30. Anna, your tits look pretty nice there, too. Look.
Where?
Is that material?
I mean, it's
that's
material.
My lapel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want it to be tet, though.
You need to wear a gi every day.
God, this looks like such a loving moment. Like,
yeah, it
looks like you guys are laying in bed on
a
Sunday.
I know.
Will you drive your chest into me? Did you hear that?
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Phew. Anna, do you find yourself attracted to her?
I think she's attractive, but I like boys.
Sure.
I mean, I know you like boys, but man, it looks...
She's very pretty.
Girls on you don't look so bad.
Oh, thanks.
It's a nice look on you, Anna.
Thank you.
Oh, does she got a leg tattoo, too?
Oh, she's got tons of tattoos everywhere. She got, like, sleeves.
That means she's a bad girl.
If we text Caitlin Hatley, Anna, BRP, you have $2,400?
BRP?
BARP, BARP, sorry. Or at Bubba Raceway Park, either way. We'll do it on the infield.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to get her hooked up, too, before David Hernandez.
Oh, you want me to get fucked by Caitlin?
Yeah.
You just went too far with it, okay?
Sorry.
Stop with the fucking...
Yeah, tookie.
We're looking. We're very proud of Anna right now.
Thank you.
Trying to get her fucked.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get her to mess around with a girl. I mean,
which I'm pretty much doing right there.
Right.
I'm about to mount her
for free.
Yeah, you do mount her well.
Oh, Anna, if you just had these skills with a dude.
I know.
Yeah.
Nude.
Not even bra and panties.
Oh. You put the Jew in jujitsu.
Haven't heard that one before.
Wait, guys and girls roll too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, man.
Well, they're just doing technique. They're not going to actually. I guess they could.
Look at Anna. I think she lays. That's about the type of move she, like the dead. She's good at dead fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is she saying, when will this be over?
She's looking at the light right now, right above her, and she's thinking about
building
a lot of sad
building,
stuff.
Building 11.
It's seven.
She's thinking about
not
building
7-Eleven.
She's thinking about building
fuck.
11.
No, she's probably just thinking about 7-Eleven.
I am.
She's talking about,
restaurant.
As soon as this is over, she's going to go to 7-Eleven and get a plant-based smoothie with a fucking yogi.
And a banana.
And a banana.
And a nana.
I feel that. I can feel that on my fucking sharp sternum.
Yeah, and your silver dollar nips.
Sand dollars, please.
Oh, sand dollars. That's right. Sorry.
She had beautiful hair.
I wish she would sit on your face.
Pretty much does.
Hell yeah.
She scoots her ass back on me.
Yeah, she does. She takes control.
That's like side that. Control, yes. She didn't take side control.
That's like a little Minka Kelly action right there. Can you imagine how, you know, I'm assuming she's probably fairly sexually active.
She's married, yeah, to a guy who's like 25 years older than her.
Can you imagine how, what?
Yeah.
She's married to an old guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I film this, and I'm filming them, and the dude walks up, like, because he wasn't part of the class, and he's like, what, he was talking, and he was like, why are you filming
this? You'll see him talking to us. You won't see him, but you'll see us
Don't think
listening.
That she ain't fucking him proper, though.
She better.
I mean, a girl that's all tatted up and is like, you know, she's a bad girl.
She has a 19-year-old stepson. Like, she's in it.
Oh, this is getting hotter by the minute. Yeah. This is getting hotter by the minute.
So he's giving us instruction on camera.
Now, how old is she?
I think she's 33 or 32.
She's 32. Her husband's what, 50?
At least.
Oh, boy, right in your wheelhouse.
All right, and then with a 19-year-old son?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does she sell merch?
Oh, she's cute as hell.
Can she pack and ship?
Can she pack and ship?
Does she take orders well?
How does she...
Clearly, we're listening to the guy.
Can she change an air filter?
How does she like dirt racing? Would she want to spend the weekend would she want to spend the weekend in Ocala in a camper?
South Tampa Minka Kelly.
Oh, it is. South Tampa Minka Kelly. You need to tell her, Anna, that's her new name for the show.
I will let her know.
She's the South Tampa Minka Kelly, and I don't think that's an insult by any means.
No way.
Like, if somebody called, like, if that was your new nickname on a radio show, South Tampa Minka, like, it's not calling you dumb, ugly bitch.
No,
like,
Minka Kelly.
South
Kelly's
Tampa
really
Minka Kelly.
She's got rich girl hair, man.
She does.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
That's thick, rich girl
now,
hair.
Now,
yep.
Is the Bubba Clem guy, is she rich?
I don't know.
50 pulling 32, you gotta be. Or you gotta have mad game.
50 pulling 32, you're rich.
You'll see him in a minute.
He's on camera? I don't think so.
I wanted her to lay like just like that on me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, good brother.
First of all, she couldn't get on. Like, you have to get a whole nother set of legs to get on me.
You gotta do the full balls on the ice.
Yeah, oh, like that. I'd just buck her right off.
Anna was thrusting there a little bit.
I was doing
Kegels. She was bridging. Yep. You could tell.
She's going right for your snizz, too. Look. Boom.
Yep. She's mounting me.
Do you get to mount her?
Yeah, I did.
Trying to grab my tits. Oh, yeah.
Triangle chokes.
Eat my snizz. Mm-hmm.
This is pretty advanced stuff for your first class.
It's not my first class.
Oh.
She's been doing it. By the way, Brian, you fucker.
I know she's been training
this
for a while.
She's got and she's got a stripe.
Yeah, she's got a stripe.
She probably could tap you, fucking.
No, she could.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, I bet she could, Brian.
I bet you
I
she
can't
could.
Do it today because I have court, but she would not
There's
tap
probably
me.
Not. She probably can't tap Tyler. She probably can't tap Dan.
She can't tap me.
She can't tap Blitz. She can't.
Give me another year.
She might tap you.
In another year, she might.
You're the only person in the building. She can't.
She can't tap either.
Oh, yeah, eat. Yeah. Get in there, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, get in there. Look at Anna. Take it.
Yeah.
Take it, baby. Take it.
Take it, take it. Love me, love me.
Don't
rude boy.
Oh, where are you going?
She's like, I think your vagina is this big. Based on being down there. I want her to get me in that move.
Oh.
Crushing my little elephant head into your snizz.
This is Anna's favorite part of the night.
This is Anna's favorite part of the night.
That's why I go to class.
This is the kneeling, the eating, the snizz. Anna, I got to tell you, I know we're making fun of it, but I can tell you really know some of this shit. Like, you're getting pretty good.
Thank you. And this was a few months ago.
The sooner you can head scissor one of us like that, the better.
I'd pay to watch this snatch match.
Snatch match. Oh, look at that hip action, Anna. You don't have that type of hip action in life.
No, I don't.
Hold on. Bam. 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 grab my titties. Now let me fucking do your arm. Yeah, oh yeah, get that shit. Get it, girl. Wrap my shit around. Anna, you know what? When you finally do fuck, you're going to put some of these moves on the
fella. Hell yeah, I am.
Yeah, took them out.
And be like, man, this guy's like, man, I fucked this bitch. And she hadn't fucked for a few years, and she put some of this Muay Thai pussy eating shit on me. My God. I mean, I didn't think I wanted to eat pussy like that, but she had me laser locked in. I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
A slappy, lappy smirk.
She locked her legs in. You couldn't leave.
Yeah.
The only way you could breathe is if you started licking.
Yeah.
Create some space.
Oh, my God. Oh,
hold on. Yeah, there we go. See, honey, your hips want us. You want to spread.
Yeah.
I mean, instinctually, you want to spread.
I do.
It's in your DNA.
It's in your DNA, and instinctually, you're a good spreader. Watch. Look at that hip action.
Yeah. I thrust right into her face.
Watch this. Boom. Boom. Does she ever get on top of you and play the spit game where you do the spit and then suck it up?
The loogie game?
Yeah, where you, like, when you, I get a hold of my sister or you're like, I want to get somebody that's younger or smaller than you and you get them down and you get on top of them and you start a big strain of spit and then right before it gets to their nose, you go and you suck it back in.
Ew.
You put the knees right on the biceps so they can't move. Mm-hmm.
Or then you take their fist and you make them hit themselves in the face and go, Stop hitting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Brian had that happen.
Can you imagine if you're a real MMA guy, right?
My mother-in-law does that to me.
Hold on. Still. Yeah. Can you imagine if you're like a Conor McGregor or like one of these real badasses, right? And your finishing move is to stop hitting yourself. where you get the guy down and he goes, oh my God, I wonder if he's doing the stop hitting yourself. It's where he takes the guy's fist and smashes his face with his own fist. It's legendary.
That's demoralizing.
Stop hitting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get knocked out? I fucking knocked myself out. I fought this one guy whose move is called stop hitting yourself, and he took my hit. He was so strong he could control my wrist and made me hit myself until I knocked myself out. This is the same girl?
No.
Yeah, I'm the same.
This is
she's a Hoosier.
This is an instructor now.
No.
She looks like a Hoosier.
She is about 6'2", 220.
Farm fed, right?
Yeah.
Does she got IBD?
What is that?
Irritable bowel disease?
Indiana butt disease.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Girls, once they get 30 and had a couple kids in Indiana, their hips get wide. They get those farm-raising hips, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's got patches and shit on her stuff. Does that mean she's sponsored and stuff?
No.
Oh.
Just her key.
Hey, Anna, can we get some can we get like Hunter Law and like fucking
like I'm a Bubba, race car
Bubba,
driver?
Bubba
yes.
Army.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Brian Bernhardt's construction.
Absolutely.
And you come in here just like
Anna, they'll pay you to do it.
Oh yeah, I do that. Yes,
you
I'm
like,
open
you
to
get
that.
Like $15 a patch, you know.
$15.
What? We're trying. She's a rookie. She's a one stripe.
Oh yeah, the price goes up with each stripe.
Yeah, like you know, if she gets a, what's the next belt up, Anna?
Blue.
When she's a blue belt, those patches are now $50. She's already making too much money. You know, we talked about cutting her down today.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Oh, this girl bought the whole outfit from the merch crick there at Gracie Tampa South.
There's a merch crick at Gracie Tampa South, and she's...
I can barely put my knees down.
You couldn't even come close to this big farm girl. She'd kill you.
No, she yeah, it's bad.
I'd walk down to the instructor and say, I don't think you two are in the same weight class.
Yeah, we've kind of rolled together before. It's not a good idea for me.
That's what Anna really wants to do with a strap on.
What the fuck?
Fly?
Yeah, well, she wants to.
Oh, like someone would be holding my arms?
No, she's got a strap on.
I gotcha.
She's putting all of her weight in her hips, which means the strap on's going somewhere. And she's putting more. You know, that's like jumping out of an airplane kind of fucking
free falling
pelvic.
Like
move.
Tom Petty.
Hunter Law's patch is going to be a foot with an orange toe, by the way.
The Cheeto toe.
Yep.
Hunter Law, home of the Cheeto toe.
That's what we're putting on you.
Anna, that, you know, when you become big time, they'll be like, late in here, everybody has like a fucking name, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, and from Tampa, Florida, at 5'3", 118 pounds, Anna Cheeto Toe Hummel. Hummel.
That Let's would be go.
Amazing if she fought under the nickname Cheeto Toe. Because she would have to explain that to everybody in every interview.
So, you know, you'd be like in a big, there'd be like an MMA podcast. Like, so, you know, Anna, this is your first professional thing. And, you know, you have an interesting name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is
I got it back in 2022.
When you were first training, huh?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And what does Cheeto Toe, what does that mean? Is you like
It's just like some pussy juice on my toe.
So, what?
Wait, huh?
Excuse me?
I like to get pussy to
Are you familiar with smegma? I got some smegma on my toe by accident.
Well, smegma's easy with guys, right?
I like pussy juice better.
Okay, pussy juice.
I like to, one of my closing moves is to insert my toe into a woman's vagina. Until I get juice, pussy juice on my toe, and then I slather
Through
that
the
on
key.
Her.
Yep.
Then I slather that on her eyes, and I render her she cannot see for a few minutes. Or I'll smear it underneath her nose like Quincy did when he was going into a fucking, you know how the coroner will go take some of that cream and put under his nose.
Oh, like in Bloodsport,
you throw salt and sand in the eyes.
Yeah, yeah, but you know how like if you see the cops, they're going to go into like where a dead body had been for 2 weeks, and they'd put this cream underneath their nose, right? Have you guys ever seen that? Blitz, you know, I have to know what I'm
like
talking about.
Like smelling salt?
Yeah, like a smelling salt type of thing?
Well, just somebody has to Google it for me. Like, like Quincy
people,
used
people
to do.
Yeah, like morgues and stuff.
Yeah, morgues.
Yeah. Oh, because like Vicks, they put the Vicks VapoRub under there so they don't smell the rotting death.
Right, so, you know, you smear like this little white strip of, like, it looks like Vaseline underneath your nose.
It basically is like Vicks.
And it stops you from having to smell all the death and stuff. Well, that's how Anna's cheetah toe finishing move could be, is that she smears the person's, you know, Cheeto juice underneath their nose or their eyes, and it renders them a little bit uncomfortable, you know, knocks them out a little bit, then she can go in for her move.
Oh.
The kill.
Oh, it sounded funnier than it really was.
Anna Pap Schmear Hummel.
Why pap schmear?
She's
smearing my pap.
She's smearing her foot up into their
Cheeto's toes is better.
Cheeto toes.
Yeah. More marketable.
I mean,
what pap schmear is, we're only going to have OBGYN patches on her fucking shit.
Yeah.
She's already going to have an Institute of Plastic Surgery and a law firm.
True.
And a racetrack.
Oh, and a radio network. Anna, here's who you got. You got a plastic surgery center. You got a law firm.
Yeah.
You got a racetrack and you got a radio company.
And Tate's
Sounds
Pizza.
Right.
And Tate's Pizza.
Oh, shit.
Lemmy, why don't you put fresh seafood in there, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right down by the...
I mean, Anna, at 15, at 15 a patch, we got you $65 already.
I'll fucking take it.
I mean, God. Well, anyway, Anna, but no, for real, like, any woman, or anybody for that matter, I tell you, my biggest regret is, like, about 10 years ago, Rob Kahn... Tyler was like, you know, nine or 10, and Rob Kahn did my show one time, and he was like, hey, why don't you and Tyler just come in, meet me over at your gym once a week at the Clem Gym, on Thursday afternoons for a couple hours or an hour, and I'll give you private lessons.
That's insane.
Like, and in 2 or 3 years, you two motherfuckers will be so badass that you don't even understand.
Awesome.
I'm like, Rob, I'm busy.
You would have probably been a black belt by now.
I don't want to spend that much time with him.
That's not
true. Jeez, Brian.
What a dick. Yeah. He's coming in tomorrow.
What a dick.
Brian, I'm going to tell you this, man. If you get too irritating and too fucking like you're just up my ass too much.
That wasn't bad.
No, I'm just saying, but if you start shooting on me nonstop tomorrow, I will throw you out.
I'm going to have 4 bags of that bacon in my back pocket.
No, I'm just saying, like, if it just gets too much, like, if you just get too toothy.
I haven't shot on you at all, Bubba.
That was a shot.
That wasn't a shot.
Blitz, was that a shot?
That was a shot of your fatherhood, Bubba.
Yeah, that was a shot of my
fatherhood. Shot.
10 years ago, you were out chasing tail, not, you know.
No, not really.
If Rob Kahn would have been like, all right, you have to do this shrimping move, you'd be like, I'm not doing that.
But can you imagine? I might have been a black belt by now. If I was a black belt.
Yeah, if you started 10 years ago, you'd probably be a brown or black. Mm-hmm.
And then how badass would I be?
So fuck. Dude, you're a badass for your blue belt.
Hey, Lemmy, you all right over there, buddy?
Sorry.
Can't believe it.
I choked up. Brian just made me really upset.
I gave him Ajita.
Lemmy,
trying to kill the co-host, Brian.
I do want you to know this, Lemmy.
Yes, sir.
That tomorrow at any time, if I say Lemmy, he's out.
But any minute, I'll pick him up and throw him out.
No, but let's, okay, as we end the show today, first of all, God, grab a hold of yourself.
I'm trying. I'm sorry, Bubba.
God, you paper tiger.
Everybody's trying to kill him, so I think it's
fine. There goes his windpipe again. We got to get him back in the hospital.
I need my enforcer guy to be tough. I need my enforcer guy to be tough, not be some pussy.
I'll cough the Corona.
I'm going to bring a Dorito and take you out. Pussy.
So here, this is how. Lummy, we're going to practice.
Okay.
Now, I don't want you to be. Like Brian,
damn, shorty shiz.
Like Brian, I mean, I, you know, don't fight him, Brian. Just go.
Right.
But like, but
I don't, I'm not
like,
gonna fight him.
You know, but Lummy, I mean, you can't be a, you can't go.
I will not be a pussy.
Lummy, you can't go like, hey Brian, you know, but I want you to leave and everything. Like, you might have to be a little intimidating. Okay.
He's Mr. Garrison. That makes sense.
I'll be tough.
All right. So here, let's say that he finally pissed me off, like for the sixth time. I'm fucking over it. I'll be like, Lummy.
Everybody's popping on chat. Hold on. Everybody's popping on chat. Everybody's popping on chat.
So let's just see.
Brian, let's go, buddy. Come on. Put your headphones down. Let's go.
All right. That's good. That's good. Nice. That works. That works. That works. That works. Brian, as long as you know that, you know, like, don't get fucking, because Lummy, you have instructions.
I have a feeling this is happening
him.
No matter what I do tomorrow.
Of course it will.
When Brian stands up,
I have a feeling that at 8:50, this is happening.
See,
no matter what.
The bad thing about it is Brian's just too fucking smart for his own good. He knows I'm setting him up for a fucking a high low tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
He knows it.
Yeah, I'm going to call out the I'm going to ruin the radio of the mind there, theater of the mind.
Brian, I can't play it now for copyright reasons, and we're running late. But do you like my Bubba Army paid for soft pack Ron DeSantis Willie deal? Do you like my idea? Why offer equal time?
No, he hates it. No, it's a great idea. I don't mind.
I'm talking about no. Hold on, I'm not talking about the message that I'm giving Ron DeSantis for free. I'm talking about trying to bait Charlie Crist to call me out for some equal time issues.
You need to get Nikki Fried on, that hot little freak.
Brian, who are you voting for?
Damn,
I don't know.
Nikki Fried. He just fucking tipped his hand. I mean, come on, didn't take fucking Columbo to decide who he just tipped his hand on. Look how fucking stupid you are.
No, but if she doesn't make it,
she fully supports legalizing marijuana, and DeSantis says he doesn't want to make it legal because he doesn't like the smell yesterday.
Okay.
Nikki Fried, that's the only thing she's for, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's for those big
she's
old Diacos, too.
She's for locking.
Have you seen her, Bubba?
Yeah. She looks good sometimes, and most of the time, she doesn't look good.
That's like every woman. I mean, shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
You just described 95% of women.
Yeah, I got to poop. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Brian will be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Brian, you are on notice. You can get some zingers.
You're on throw-out notice?
You're on – Lummy will remove you no notice. Okay,
yes.
Buddy?
I'm on notice.
Okay. Anna, great job on your video.
Oh, thank you.
Will you tell your friend that we're fans and that she has a new radio name?
Absolutely, I will.
And
I'll let her know on Monday.
And what is her name?
Her name's Sarah.
No.
No,
what is
her
radio name. You don't remember, do you?
You're fucking stupid.
South Tampa Minka Kelly.
Oh, right.
Why did you throw her a lifeline?
Yeah, Brian.
We should have let her over there.
That's
fucking.
That's just a fucking superwoman.
Yeah, you probably kicked Brian out.
Let's go, Brian.
You're out, Brian.
Let's go,
Brian.
Let's go,
Brian.
I knew it.
See, he fucked up the show again.
See you later, everybody.